This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The leader of the Islamic State is showing his face for the first time in 5 years, appearing on a video posted to the Internet Monday by the terror group's media division. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the video released by the group's propaganda arm, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is seen with a bushy gray and red beard, sitting on the floor with what appears to be a machine gun next to him. It's the first time he's been seen on video since giving a sermon in 2014 at a mosque in Mosul, which a few years later was badly damaged as Iraqi forces took on al-Baghdadi's militants. The site intelligence group says he acknowledged in the video that they lost the fight for their last stronghold in Syria and also discussed the recent Sri Lanka bombings, for which the group claimed responsibility. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. military and intelligence officials have long believed Baghdadi has been hiding in remote areas of Syria or Iraq. Rains continued to pound northern Mozambique on Monday, hampering aid deliveries in the aftermath of a cyclone as the death toll from the storm rose to 38. Rescuers said they used a brief break in the rain Monday to send one aid helicopter to the island of Ibo, where hundreds of homes were destroyed by the cyclone. They say conditions were too dangerous to allow a second flight to take off. The cyclone hit Mozambique late Thursday. Amid criticism, boycotts, and calls for a postponement, Afghan's President Ashraf Ghani officially launched a Loya Jirga, or Grand Assembly of People, in Kabul on Monday to discuss Afghanistan's peace process. The four-day gathering of 3,200 delegates includes representatives of women, refugees from Iran and Afghanistan, civil society activists, and various minorities. This is VOA News. Pakistan announced